then some way the end of the husk would come off, you know, and it just...
Yeah, I think they leached, I put it off, took it off the line, but I'm not sure about that.
I'm talking about lye. Now, we used to make all our soap. I didn't know what a bulk soap was until I was about 12, 14 years old.
You made it with lye? How did you get your lye?
You bought your lye.
You bought your lye. You didn't leach it out of wood ashes or anything?
No. Then she'd make it with pots full and cook it. It'd take all day long to cook a pot of soap. Then we wash with it, scrub with it, wash clothes with it, throw rough boards. Besides, it didn't smell good, but it was really clean.
Did you, let me see, what type of fat? Did you use just fat from cooking?
Yeah, Yeah. It's boiled and it's set up, and then you can take a knife and just cut it. Any hunk you want it.
And the price of soap, I've been tempted to make some. Okay. We've talked about different foods that we eat. Did you ever eat a little small grains of something that is not grown here, I don't think. But it's white, and it's grown in Louisiana and Arkansas and Texas. Chinese eat a lot of it.
I don't know too much about that kind of food.
Did you ever eat rice? Have rice?
Oh yeah, we've eat rice. But when I was a kid, I was operating on, I lived off of it 3 months.
Oh, off of rice for 3 months?
And so I hadn't eaten any more to
sense. You didn't want it anymore, have you? I can understand. If you had a food that you cooked one day and you didn't eat it all, and you kept it for the next day, what term would you call it? What would you call it?
Warmovers?
Warmovers, yeah. Okay. I was just wondering. Right. There was back, I remembered a couple of questions that we didn't get to as we were talking yesterday. What did you say to a horse to get him to go?
Yeah. Get up.
And you went,
I couldn't
do it. And that got them to go.
They didn't know to go.
Well, what did you do to get them to stop?
Whoa.
Oh, you just didn't whoa. And I, they
couldn't. Yeah, they didn't stop, and you could learn them G and H. That means go right or left.
Uh-huh.
That's when you was climbing. See, you want them to go right, you say H. You want them to go left, say G. They learned that. Then you never would have to take your line and pull them. After you learn.
Oh.
So you can fly all day, and if they get to go one way too far, say H or G, whichever way you want to go, then they know which way to come back, go to, and keep going straight.
Oh, I see.
A lot of folks says, get up.
Yeah,
amen.
I had heard that.
But most we just say, and they'd take off.
Oh.
See, they would talk.
It was because they were taught that, yeah. What do you call an animal that barks?
Dogs.
Okay. Wolves. That was a silly question, wasn't it? Okay. But what did you call one that's not your, what would you call one that was that belonged to the family?
Pet.
Okay. Now, if it didn't belong to the family, and you didn't want him around, what might you call him?
Wild dog.
A wild dog. Is there any other name that you might call him? I say it belonged to.
Well, if somebody else dog, you say a dog that belongs to McQuarters or Smiths or so forth.
But if it didn't belong to anyone, it was just a wild dog.
Just a wild dog.
Okay, great. We talked about different types of food, and we talked about wheat, but we never talked about what you did with wheat, as far as eating it.
Well, see, so you make your flour.
Yeah, we got the flour, yes.
Well,